The executive director of WACAM, an environmental and human rights NGO, Daniel Owusu-Kranting, has described as outright misrepresentation by the Ghana Chamber of Mines the outcome of a study conducted on the health implications of heavily polluted water on the health of the people in some mining communities in central and western regions. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Owusu-Kranting said the human health risk assessment and epidemiological studies on the exposure to toxic chemicals in Takwa and Swayem municipality, Prestia Huni Valley district and Cape Coast metropolis reveal that 8 out of 100 children and 7 out of 100 adults are likely to suffer from cancers if they continue to drink heavily polluted water in the area for the next 20 years. This, he said, was misrepresented by officials of the chamber on GTV's breakfast show when one of them stated that the report said 8 out of 10 people in Takwa are suffering from cancer. Mr. Owusu-Kranting spoke to Sethia.
So what does this mean to the life of the people?
It means that if you ingest polluted water, you know, it has health implications. And let me mention that the Commission on Human Rights and Civil Justice in 2008 issued a report. And according to the report, they took water samples from 28 mining communities, and 22 of the communities had polluted rivers with elevated levels of heavy metals. And that indicated that this could have health implications. So this is not the only research that has given indication of the health impacts of ingesting polluted rivers. And I think that if we had, as a nation, or our regulators had even studied the science reports and the caution that it gave, we wouldn't have been where we are now. The only difference is that in terms of the Center for Environmental Impact Assessment that did this research, they went further to take blood samples.
So far, what has been the response from the Ghana Chamber of Mines?
Let me mention that the response normally for such critical research is that of defense, rubbishing it, the CEO of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Mr. Tony Obin, and then the PRO, Sir Ahmed Bantuma, well, on the GTV program Breakfast Show this morning. And I heard the PRO mentioning the report that we are referring to, stated that 8 out of 10 people in Takwa have cancers. And if that is true, then it means almost everybody in Takwa area will be sick, which is a blatant misrepresentation, because it is quite surprising that he could give this misrepresentation of what the report is about. Because he was in the launching, he has a copy of the report, and for him to quote this from the report, it is very, very surprising. The report says that about 7 adults who have ingested this water for a period of about 70 years are likely to have cancers. The report never said that 8 people out of 10 in Takwa are having cancers.
Executive Director of WACAM, an environmental and human rights NGO, Daniel Owusu-Kranting, talking to Sethia.